During the heyday of the big bands, vocalists were usually limited to a short vocal chorus. Records were dominated by saxophones and brass. But when the big bands began to fade in the mid-1940s, the tables were turned. Now it was the vocalists who were the focus of pop music. Yet the singers who graduated from big bands had received an invaluable experience that served them well once they were out on their own. Among the former big band singers who found success after the collapse of the big bands was Kay Starr. This is Big Band Spotlight. Today on the program, the big bands and Kay Starr.
And now here's another V-disc in the making. Charlie Barnett and his orchestra with Miss Kay Starr, his very pretty singer, wax a mellow recording of Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen.
Oh!
K-Star of the Charlie Barnett Orchestra, recorded in September of 1944. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. This is Big Band Spotlight. Hello, I'm Carl Gerke. Today's program, K-Star and the Big Bands. We'll hear some of her early performances with big bands before she went on to a very successful solo career. She was one of those chart-topping big band graduates who dominated the charts in those years after the decline of the big bands, but before the rise of rock and roll. She came from the big bands just like Frank Sinatra, Joe Stafford, Doris Day, Dick Haymes, and many, many others. She was born Catherine Laverne Starks in Oklahoma in 1922. When she was about 3 years old, her family moved to Dallas. She was winning amateur shows before the age of 10. By 12, she was with her family in Memphis, where she had a regular radio show. And it was there that violinist and bandleader Joe Venuti heard her. And even though she was only 16 years old, he hired her, took her out on the road. Didn't make any records, but in 1939, the Bob Crosby Orchestra hired her. They heard her on the radio, wanted her for that band. And the earliest surviving performance of K-Star is a radio broadcast with the Bob Crosby Orchestra, taking place in June of 1939. K-Star with the Bob Crosby Orchestra, with an introduction from songwriter and personality and singer Johnny Mercer.
Ah, real live customer coming in the door. What can we sell you, miss?
Oh, I don't want to buy anything. I'm looking for a job.
Well, honey, we know just how you feel.
You call this the Dixieland Music Shop. I think you need a Dixieland singer.
She's got something there, Johnny. You and I have had complaints along those lines.
Well, my name's Kay Starr, and I'm from Memphis.
Well, I never met a star from Memphis who couldn't sing the Memphis blues.
Now, you go right ahead there, Kay, and the boys and I will follow you. Just make believe we never rehearsed it, or have we?
I've just been down, down to Memphis town. That's where people smile on you all the while. Hospitality, they were good to me. Couldn't spend a dime, had the grandest time. I went dancing with a Tennessee deer to a mandy-mandy with the band you should hear. While those white folks wait, oh, the darkie played sweetest harmony. I never shall forget what Handy called a Memphis blues. I've got the blues, that melancholy strain, that ever-haunting refrain, like a black boy's sorrow song. Here comes the fairy part that wraps a spell around my. Never shall forget what Handy called a Memphis blues. If you ever go down,
17-year-old Kay Starr, sounding much, much older. A very deep, bluesy performance of the Memphis Blues from a radio broadcast, June of 1939, with the Bob Crosby Orchestra. Kay Starr wasn't with the Bob Crosby Orchestra too long, only a couple of months or so. The story goes that her mother wanted her back home in Memphis, back in school, so she left the band business. But then suddenly, in late July, Glenn Miller's vocalist Marion Hutton collapsed while the band was playing at the Glen Island Casino. And Miller needed a singer, and needed a singer right away. So he wired Kay Starr down in Memphis, and she filled in for a few days. And during this time, the Glenn Miller Band went into the studio, and it was with the Miller Band on July 26, 1939, that Kay Starr made her first records. K-Star's first records made with the Glenn Miller Orchestra July 26th, 1939, during those short few days when she was filling in for Marion Hutton, Baby Me, and Love with a capital U. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, we're featuring some early performances by one of those singers who came up during the big bands and later became a big popular success in the late 1940s and into the 1950s, K-Star. After her few days with the Glenn Miller Orchestra, she was back to Memphis, back to school. But once she graduated, she rejoined violinist Joe Venuti's band and then moved on to the Charlie Barnett Orchestra. She rehearsed for Barnett, and Barnett knew immediately that this was the girl singer he was looking for. She only made about 5 records with Charlie Barnett because of the Musicians Union recording ban, but here's one of those few recordings of Star and Barnett. This is Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall.
Yes, we're all set to cast off, so help me and get underway to a K-Star song.
With my high-star collar and my high-top shoes and my hair piled high above my head, I meant to lose the jolly hour on the trolley, but I lost my heart instead. With his dark brown derby and his light green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. Chug went the motor, bump, bump, bump went the brake, thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When he spoke, I could feel the train shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said, I hope I haven't stepped upon your feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the train. Stop, 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 said my heartstrings. When he started to leave, I took hold of his sleeve with my hand. And as though it was planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine.
K-Star with the Charlie Barnett Orchestra in October of 1944, a radio broadcast, the Trolley Song, and before that, Into Each Life, Some Rain Must Fall. Here's another outstanding K-Star performance, also from October of 1944, really showcasing that deep, earthy, bluesy sound that she had in her voice. A lot of Memphis. She must have picked up a lot when she was living there. This is You Always Hurt the One You Love. You Always Hurt the One You Love. K-Star of the Charlie Barnett Orchestra from October of 1944. Several months after that recording was made, K-Star caught pneumonia and collapsed on stage. And she never came back to the Barnett Orchestra. After taking care of herself, she decided to go solo. Just like many other singers, many other big band graduates, the big band days were coming to an end. The vocalists were on the rise. And K-Star had a number of hit recordings, many forgettable novelty numbers, although they were big, big hits, things like Wheel of Fortune and Rock and Roll Waltz. But by the 1960s, her career as a popular singer began to fade, and she had a hard time finding a recording contract. But she still performs, and she was still recording and playing concerts into the 1990s. We'll wind up this edition of Big Band Spotlight with K-Star once again with the Charlie Barnett Orchestra from August of 1945, not long before she quit the Barnett Band and quit the big band business. Duke Ellington's I Ain't Got Nothing But the Blues. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. The program is produced for South Dakota Public Radio at the WCAL-FM studios, St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota.
Ain't got the change of a nickel. Ain't got no bounce in my shoe. Ain't got no fancy to tickle. I ain't got nothing but the blues. Ain't got no coffee that's working. Ain't got no winning to lose. It flare up, I keep my hair up, I just can't make it come down. Believe me, Pappy, I can't get happy since my ever-loving baby left town. Ain't got no rest in my slumber, ain't got no feelings to brew. Ain't got no telephone number. I ain't got nothing but the blue.